Creepy Tales with Scotty J and Alex. I am, as always, the Great White Snark, Scotty J.
I am one of his children. One of his rather abnormal children.
Well, no one ever claimed to be normal in our family.
I am way far from normal in this family.
Well, nobody is. Anyway, we got a good show today. I figured, you know, people like to travel.
Yeah.
And I just got done watching that documentary on the Cecil Hotel on, what was it, Netflix. So I decided to take a look, and there's a really famous hotel in Hollywood.
There's a lot of haunted hotels around, Dad.
Right, but this one,
How haunted is this one?
Oh, this one's haunted. This one's haunted to the gills.
Ooh.
Now, it's a famous hotel. It's called the Knickerbocker.
Knickerbocker?
Yeah, the Knickerbocker Hotel. Now, the Knickerbocker was built in 1925 on Ivar Avenue. And it was actually designed to be an apartment building.
Oh.
It was 11 stories, 300 room.
Yeah.
And at the time, it was the tallest structure in Hollywood.
Well,
now, this is just a brief list of some of the some of the famous people who have stayed there.
Yeah.
William Faulkner. He's a famous writer. He began an 18-year affair there with Meta Carpenter, who was a script girl for 20th Century Fox.
Well,
script girls are what they used to call a continuity handlers, because, you know, how you film a scene and say someone flubs a line, well, they got to set the scene up exactly how it was, and the script girl would tell you, okay, what line you're taking from, what you're holding. Sometimes sometimes it fucks up. Sometimes they don't get the right cut in the movie, and like there's a famous one in Pretty Girl, Pretty Woman.
Yeah,
Pretty Woman. In one scene, she's holding it looked like a donut.
Yeah,
and then when they cut to her again, she's holding a pancake, and when they go back to her, it's a donut, or it might have been reversed, but the script girl didn't do her job that day.
Give her a break. She got in late. She's still fucking tired.
Now, other people who stayed there, famous comedian Milton Berle. Milton Berle was known as Mr. Television and Uncle Milty because he had...
I don't know who this person is.
I'll show you a picture later, but for those of you who listen to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, Milton Berle was also hung like a horse.
He was hung?
Indeed he was.
How do you hang someone like a horse?
Milton Berle had a huge dick.
Oh.
That's what we mean by hung like a horse.
Well, I don't know this shit.
The common joke is, you know, Milton, just take out enough to win. You know. Larry Fine from the Three Stooges stayed at the Knickerbocker Hotel.
Yeah.
Mo, I pissed myself. Laurel and Hardy, Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, Barbara Stanwyck, Lana Turner, and Mae West. Now, one of the hotel, for all these famous people that stayed at the Knickerbocker Hotel,
yeah,
there's also ghosts.
Oh, yeah. Isn't now, one of them a lady that jumped off the Hollywood sign?
No, you're thinking...
Or is that the Hollywood sign that she's at?
That's the Hollywood sign where she's at.
Okay.
Now, one of the more colorful guests was a 1930s actress named Frances Farmer.
Isn't Monroe there, too?
I think Monroe's at... I mean, we'll look into the notes,
but I think she haunts her own suite.
Yeah. Now, Frances was there. Now, in January of 1943, she was staying at the Knickerbocker while filming the movie No Escape.
When I guess studio... there was no escape.
Right. Now, a studio hairdresser filed assault charges against her.
I'm sorry if that was cheesy. I just had to.
Right. Well, Frances also skipped out on bail from a DUI, which led police to arrest her at the hotel. Now, she put up a struggle and had to be dragged from her room half-naked through the hotel lobby, and I wish I could have been there to see that.
I don't think you were alive back then.
No, I wasn't, but trust me. If I'm ever in a hotel and I'm seeing someone getting dragged out half-naked, I'm watching it, man.
How many people do you think watched that?
Don't know, but see, back in those days, Hollywood stars had really good press agents, so it was kept quiet. Oh, yeah. Now, after a series of stays in sanitariums, she did attempt a comeback, but by 1964, her alcoholism made her unemployable, and she died from esophageal cancer in 1970.
Oh.
Now, Irene Gibbons, who just simply went by the name Irene.
Yeah.
She was one of MGM's top costume designers when her marriage fell apart in 1962. Now, upset, she, on November 15th, she moved into a room on the 14th floor of the Knickerbocker under a fake name. Now, she attempted suicide by slashing her wrists, but when that didn't work, well, she threw herself from the bedroom window, or bathroom window.
Oh.
Yeah, well, she died.
Who wouldn't from that?
But here's the thing.
Depending on how far up.
Here's the thing. Her body didn't hit the ground.
No.
No. Instead, she crashed into the wide canopy over the entrance, and her corpse wasn't found until later that night. Now, she knew her death would cause questions, so in her suicide note, she apologized to those she left behind. Mm. I'm sorry. This is the best way. Get someone very good to design and be happy. I love you all. Now, here's a name that those of us who have watched...
Ghost Adventures?
Not really Ghost Adventures. Classic television would know. Man's name is William Frawley.
Who?
Okay, in the 1950s, there was a television show called I Love Lucy.
What's that?
Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz were married. Lucille Ball is a famous comedian. Desi Arnaz was a Cuban band leader. Babaloo! They had a TV show which kind of fictionalized their marriage. In the show, Ricky was the club owner of, Club Babaloo? I could be wrong. But Ricky owned a club. He was the band leader and the owner. And Lucy kept trying to be in the show.
Yeah.
Now, Lucy and Ricky had the best friends, which was the hotel or the apartment building landlord, Fred, and his wife, Ethel Mertz. Now, William Frawley played Fred Mertz. He was born in Burlington, Iowa in 1887, started in vaudeville, and then he performed in 10 plays on The Great White Way, which was Broadway, before moving to Hollywood in 1932. So, Frawley had appeared in more than 100 movies before Lucille Ball tapped him in 1951 to play her neighbor and landlord Fred Mertz on I Love Lucy.
Oh,
wow. Now, the show ended in 1960, and he became part of another cast, a TV cast, on the show My Three Sons. He played the housekeeper Michael Francis Bub O'Casey for 5 years before poor health forced him into retirement. Now, he spent his last years living alone in a bachelor apartment at the Knickerbocker.
Yeah.
He was walking home after catching a movie on Hollywood Boulevard on March 3rd, 1966, when he had a heart attack on the sidewalk.
Wow.
Right in front of the hotel.
Oh.
He was brought into the lobby. Attempts to revive him failed. And he was taken to Hollywood Receiving Hospital, where he was pronounced dead.
And you were so close to sleeping in your own bed, too.
So close, man! Now, so, that's just a couple of ghost stories, but there is a connection to an old show.
Yeah.
Or one of our other shows. With the Knickerbocker.
Yeah?
Aha!
Yeah.
It is
Houdini.
Houdini!
It's been a while since we've talked about him.
Well, here's the thing. The Knickerbocker Hotel was the site of the Halloween seances.
Oh.
Yeah, now see, he died of peritonitis in Detroit on Halloween night, 1926. His widow, Bess, moved to L.A., often taking up residence in the guest house of the Walker Estate on Laurel Canyon Boulevard. Now, for 10 years, from 1927 to 1936, Bess took part in occasional seances in an attempt to contact Harry's spirit.
Oh.
Now, she announced that in 1936, the 1936 seance on the anniversary of his death would be her last, and it will be conducted on the roof of the Knickerbocker Hotel.
On the roof.
On the roof, man.
Why?
Up on the roof. Now, on that, now, Harry never came through, not at least using the code that they had planned in advance, but on that last night,
yeah,
just as she called an end to the final seance,
mm-hmm.
lightning sparked through the sky and an intense thunderstorm poured rain down on all the participants.
Oh.
Was it Harry who was reluctant to end the ritual? Or was it his way of saying goodbye? Now, see, we covered some of the deaths that happened there at the Knickerbocker, but as I said, they have ghosts. Now, you are right. Marilyn Monroe haunts there.
Ooh. I had a feeling that she haunted that place. I forget where it was.
Okay.
That she haunted.
Now, her spirit is supposedly used to return to the bar of the lobby, more specifically to its ladies' restroom. Several guests who'd gone into the powder room spotted a beautiful blonde with skin so clear it seemed translucent standing by the mirror fixing her makeup. Now, by the time that they realized it was Marilyn, she was gone. Now,
getting stood up in a bathroom.
Oh, God. Now, one of the more frequent guests during the last year of his life was Rudolph Valentino. Now, Rudolph Valentino was a silent movie star. He was...
Yeah.
They called it... He was like the first... One of the first big screen heartthrobs. Women would faint when they saw him on the screen.
Yeah.
Now, he loved to stop in there and dance the tango. On one occasion, he has supposedly rode one of his own horses all the way down from his home in the Hollywood Hills to the Knickerbocker.
Oh.
Now, on August 15th, 1926, he collapsed in the Hotel Ambassador in New York City, and by then he was one of Hollywood's top movie attractions. Women everywhere fantasized about being his lover. Men, though frequently bad-mouthing his silky manner as being unmasculine, copied his appearance.
Women want him. Men want to be him.
Yeah, baby! Now, the superstar was operated on for a perforated ulcer. The peritonitis set in, the infection spread quickly, and he died just 8 days after surgery.
Oh.
Now, his mortal remains may lie in place, but his spirit is one of the most active in Hollywood. His apparition has never appeared in the mausoleum where he's buried, although some claim to feel his presence there. More often, his wraith has been seen floating in the costume department of Paramount, whose lot is next to the cemetery, and usually he's been reported in three of his favorite places. Two of them were temporary getaways. Now, while he was filming the movie The Sheik, he stayed at a private beach house in Oxnard, and supposedly his phantom manifests itself as a dark, shadowy figure, appears on the cottage surfside porch, but the dim forever never seems to interact with any inhabitants. Now, Santa Maria Inn also claims to have his ghost. His preferred room there, Suite 201, is this one that he likes the most. Visitors who have stayed there overnight have felt his unseen presence, as well as hearing unusual noises in the dark. Sometimes his weight can be felt sitting on the bed next to the guest who's lying there.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you're probably hearing weird rooms.
Don't mind me, I'm just watching you while you sleep.
Don't mind me, I'm going to smoke a cigarette while I watch you sleep. Now, the third house...
Knowing someone, they probably would do that.
Right. Now, the third place he likes to haunt is his hillside home in Beverly Hills, Falcon Lair.
Falcon Lair?
Yeah, well, it was named after his 1924 film, The Hooded Falcon, but it was never completed. Now, it's located on Bella Drive. The 16-room Mediterranean-style mansion was considered opulent for its day, costing $175,000 to build. Well, by then, he had separated from his third wife, Natasha Rombova, and the house was sold off to pay off his debts, and the owner never got to move in. In fact, it stood empty for 8 years. Oh. Since then, the mansion has several occupants. Actor Harry Carey, who perhaps was the first to encounter his ghost, the specter appeared in Valentino's old bedroom. Now, the Knickerbocker. By the end of the 1960s, the once prestigious lobby bar had been boarded up. It reopened under the auspices of entrepreneur David Fisher in 1993 as the All-Star Cafe and Speakeasy. It operated for 8 years as a coffee house, quirky club, and nighttime hangout until it lost its lease in 2001. Now, during those years, most of the stories about Valentino's haunting began to surface. Patrons would notice a murky male figure dressed in fashionable clothes from the early 20th century emerge from a dimly lit corner and stride on into the room. Just as unexpectedly as it had appeared, he would fade away. For some reason, over time, it was decided that this phantom was Rudolph Valentino. Now... Since 1970, the hotel has become an apartment building and a residence for senior citizens. Although there's a restaurant in the lobby that's open to the public, entrance to the building is otherwise restricted to tenants. So, as a result, we do not have any reportings of ghosts anymore.
Anymore?
Right, well, you know...
Just because you don't report it doesn't mean it's not fucking happening.
You know, when you're a citizen...
And you were in college.
Yeah, I was. Well, senior citizens, you know, depending on what their mental facilities are, hell, they could be talking to the ghost and having a fucking party for all we know. They could be sitting there just fucking drinking it up, having a blast.
Oh, yeah.
Some old grandma is probably sitting there getting banged by Valentino's ghost. Should I know if I saw Marilyn Monroe's ghost, I'm picking it up.
If you can.
How you doing? But that's the famous Knickerbocker Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be cool to go by there.
Fuck, why go by there? Get us a fucking room there.
No. It's an apartment for senior citizens now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
What, since when?
Weren't you paying attention? Kinda. Nice. Yeah, it's now an apartment building for senior citizens.
Well, fuck, I'm putting you there.
Oh, please do. Please do, because I'll talk to
adults. Fuck, putting my dad in a home, I'll just put him there.
Because I want to talk to Larry Fine.
See, oh, I if love Larry can get his buddies to join.
I love the Three Stooges.
I know.
Larry's one of my favorites.
I bet he is.
I like Larry and Shemp the most.
Thought you liked Curly.
Curly's good. Honestly, I mean, Curly was with them for 150 shorts, but... And he was Moe's younger brother, but I've always been... For some reason, I like Shemp. There's just something about how Shemp does comedy that just, you know...
Yeah.
There's just something about it that you just go, man, this man's a fucking genius. Well, we're going to wrap this one up.
All right.
You looking for us? We're on Anchor.
Yeah, don't fuck up this one, Dad.
Yeah, right. We're on Anchor. All your major podcasting apps and Apple Podcasts. We've got the Facebook page. So, for... Creepy Tales, I'm Scotty J.
I'm Alex.
Catch you later, folks.
Uh-huh.